stand and we'll start with a word of prayer. Daddy Father, just thank you for this night, Lord. Just pray to be with each one of us, to be with the service, be with every aspect of it, and be the message fallen, Lord, by the honor and glorify you, for it's in Christ that we pray. Amen. All right, let's take our hymnals and turn to hymn number 256. 256, look to the Lamb of God.
Thank you. sufficient for each trial that you face. I will remove this storm from you. Oh, but this is what I'll do. I'll show you a better way. I'll give you grace. I have seen what he's done before, and I've learned to trust him more. For I've seen what the power of grace can do. Though there's danger up ahead, I'll remember what Jesus said, that if he will take me out, he'll take me through. I'll give you grace when you're weary from the journey, grace sufficient for each trial that you face. I won't remove this storm from you. Oh, but this is what I'll do. I'll show you a better way. I'll give you grace.
I'll give you grace
when you're weary from the journey. Grace sufficient for each trial that you trace. I won't remove this storm from you. Oh, but this is what I'll do. I'll show you a better way. I'll give you grace. I'll show you a better way. I'll give you grace.
I've just this message by my Lord. Oh, hey. Hi, guys.
This better? Awesome. Awesome. All right. So I love the Book of Psalms. And I've entitled this portion, My Lord, and I think it just is a very descriptive portion of Scripture about Him. And, you know, when we find ourselves in the midst of being down or discouraged or in sorrow, it's good for us to be reminded who our God is and what He does for us. And so that's kind of where this goes tonight. Look at verse number one. Unto thee will I cry, O Lord, my rock. Be not silent to me, lest if thou be silent to me, I become like them that go down into the pit. Hear the voice of my supplications when I cry unto thee, when I lift up my hands towards thy holy oracle. Draw me not away with the wicked and with the workers of iniquity, which speak peace to their neighbors, but mischief is in their hearts. Give them according to their deeds and according to the wickedness of their endeavors. Give them after the work of their hands. Render to them their desert. Because they regard not the works of the Lord, nor the operation of his hands, he shall destroy them and not build them up. Blessed be the Lord, because he hath heard the voice of my supplications. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusteth in him, and I am helped. Therefore my heart greatly rejoiceth, and with my song will I praise him. The Lord is their strength, and he is the saving strength of his anointed. Save thy people, and bless thine inheritance. Feed them also, and lift them up forever. Let's pray. Lord, we love you, And we thank you for our time together here tonight. It's our prayer and our desire that we might hear from you, that you might speak to us through your word. Might we be able to gain insight and understanding into our relationship with you. Might it grow deeper and closer than ever before as a result of having been able to study this portion of Scripture tonight. Use it in our lives and our hearts. Draw us closer to you. And Lord, whether it be that we would need it now in this portion of our life, or we hide it away for years to come, or maybe even share it tomorrow at work. Lord, just use your word. We know it will not return void, and we know that you've given it to us to help us, to encourage us in our walk with you. Thank you for our time together tonight. We love you. We ask these things in your blessed name. Amen. And so we're just going to do just a breakdown of this portion of Scripture and look at it piece by piece. I find it interesting many times as I get into the book of Psalms, sometimes I'll take just a phrase. Sometimes I'll take just a chunk, you know, like three or four verses, meditate upon these. But here, this whole section is so good that I was just meditating on it and found it good, and so therefore going to share it tonight. So the and what I did is I took each verse and I kind of underlined the first major thought that I came to, okay? So like verse number one, I underlined cry. I can't think of anyone better to cry out to than the Lord when I'm hurting. I can't think of a better place to turn than to God, to call out to him, to cry out to him. God, I need your help. It just seems like I don't have the answers. It seems like it's too great a problem. It seems like I cannot find help. God, I'm going to cry out to you. And then he gives us a great reason to cry out to him, because then he says, "Oh Lord, my rock." Now remember, anytime we see the word Lord capitalized, we're talking about Jehovah God. We're talking about, you know, God himself. And so he says, I will cry out because, Lord, you're my rock. You're the one I turn to. I don't need Dr. Phil, and I don't need a bunch of self-help books. God, who I need is you. I need you over anyone else in my life. And then he goes on with the thought, and he says, be not silent to me. Lord, I'm crying out to you. You're my rock. Please don't be silent to me. When I cry out to you, God, please hear and answer that prayer. Please answer the cry that I'm making to you, lest if thou be silent to me, I become like them that go down into the pit. So he's our rock. People will fail you. Man's thinking will fail you. God will not fail you. And David goes on and says, be not silent to me, for if you be silent to me, then I go down into the pit like everyone else. And I thought about the pit a little bit. Man, the pit, what a horrible place to be when you think about a pit. There's no hope in the pit. Usually, if you find yourself in a pit, there's no way out. Okay, I think of Joseph when his brothers took him and they cast him into the pit. He had no way to get out on his own. He was there. He was stuck. And so there's no real hope in the pit. There's no help in the pit. There's no one to care for you in the pit. So that makes the pit just the pits, man. Who wants to be in the pits, right? A pit, to me, as I think about it, is a place of darkness. It's a place of separation. It's not just a place of separation from people, but it's also a place of separation from God. And this tends to play a lot if you have issues with depression or you become easily dismayed and you begin to think there's no hope in my life. Who do I turn to? And that's why it's so important that as good friends, we rally around and encourage those around us when they become down and discouraged, including them in our prayers and including them in sharing of scriptures that they might grow and not get into the pit. Our second point is hear. Verse 2, hear the voice of my supplications. David's crying out and he says, God, I want you to hear my voice of supplications, my cry. That I'm crying out to you about. God, hear me. hear these requests that I have. Webster says this of supplication. He says it's an entreaty, humble and earnest prayer in worship. In all our supplications to the Father of mercies, let us remember a world lying in ignorance and wickedness. It's a petition, an earnest request. And so I make my supplication before the Lord. I make my petition before Him. It's an earnest request. It's, as David is describing here, it's a cry. It's coming from his inner being. God, I need you. I need your help. This is an earnest request. I need you now. The psalmist mentions, I lift up my hands. So he's doing so in an act of worship there. He says, when I lift up my hands towards thy holy oracle. So in the midst of his praying, in the midst of his petitioning God, he also lifts up his hands to realize, I'm not the one who can answer this. God, I need to bring this request to you. I'm laying this at your feet. I'm bringing this in your presence. I need you to intercede on my behalf. I can't do this. God, I need you. And then it kind of threw me there for a little bit. Had to do a little bit of study here on the holy oracle. What do you mean by holy oracle? Okay. This impromptu quiz. How many of you know what that means? Great. I didn't waste my time. All right. So the oracle is the western part of the Temple of Solomon. So it's on the backside of the inner sanctuary. It's the Holy of Holies, the innermost recess of Solomon's temple. And so he's lifting his hands, said, God, I need your help. And what he's doing is he's lifting his hands towards the holy oracle, or if you would, the Holy of Holies, where God dwells, right? I mean, that's what happened when they were in the Old Testament. God dwelt there at the between the cherubims on the, that thing, the ark, on the ark. And he was there in that presence in the Holy of Holies, the innermost sanctuaries where he was. It represented a great desire by the writer to meet in the presence of God, not just to pray, not to just go to some man of God and have him represent him, but that he might go to the innermost part and be with God. Here it is, Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 16. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace in our time of help to need. So David, he had to say, I'm going to lift my holy hands towards the Holy of Holies, to the inner sanctuary of the Temple of Solomon. I'm going to lift my hands to God because that is where he dwells. And here we are, New Testament Christians, and we can come boldly to the throne of grace. I don't know about you. I'd want to be a New Testament Christian any day of the week. Any day of the week. Because of that sacrifice there on the cross of Calvary, now we get to enjoy direct access to God. We really have no excuse to not take our needs to Him. It's so easy to sit around and go, oh, man, you know, I'm so weighed down. I've got this issue and I've got that problem, and I'm just really weighed down. Wait a minute, have you taken it to God? You're a New Testament saint. You get to go boldly to the throne of grace, and unless you go there and stay there, you're stuck with your problems. I mean, it's easy to come to an altar and get up and walk off with the problem that you came with, but if you'll repeatedly go to the presence of God and say, God, I need your help with this. I'm bringing it into your presence. God, I want you to intercede on the behalf. I'm coming into your presence today. I need your help in my life. Man, what? Think about the power of that prayer. I'm coming to your presence. I'm not having to come to a priest, praise God. I'm not having to go through a bunch of I got to offer this sacrifice, and I've got to do this, and I've got to do it this way. No, I can just boldly come to Him. What a great thing it is to be saved today, to know our Savior, to come to Him with our great needs in time of need, to find grace to help in time of need. So one thing I did, as Lori's been going through all this, if you walk into her house, you'll see that there's scriptures put all over her walls. And she actually did that for us when Dr. Fuller passed away. We have a hallway where we have all our family pictures and portraits made. And as we got home from Dr. Fuller's funeral, we started down that hallway, and Cindy goes, something's different here. And there's post-it cards with scripture about heaven, about our hope and our faith is in Jesus Christ down that hallway. And I got thinking about what better time to bring that back to her house. And so one of them is this portion of scripture that we can come boldly to the throne of grace. And I love the last part of this, and find grace to help in time of need. So I come and I make my request before God. I cry out to him. I'm in the innermost holies with him. I'm standing at his very throne, making my request known. And guess what? He hears. He cares. Not leaving there empty-handed. He's there to say, I'm going to meet you in your time of need. I'm going to help you as you seek me in this time of great need. The third thing is draw. Draw. Verse number 3. Draw me not away with the wicked. Now, we're not talking about pencil draw, of course. We're talking about being pulled away. He says, don't pull me away, not away with the wicked and with the workers of iniquity, which speak peace to their neighbors, but mischief is in their hearts. He said, I don't want to be with those liars. I don't want to be with those that are in the way of the wicked and those who are workers of iniquity. I don't want anything to do with them. I don't want them that would come and speak peace to their neighbors, but mischief is in their heart. You know, we might say, well, that person talks out of both sides of their mouth. And it's sad that happens a lot, even in the name of Christianity. And yet the Bible says that our yea ought to be yea and our nay ought to be nay. That means we ought to speak, I think it means we ought to speak truth one with another. We ought to tell the truth. But David's saying, look, draw me not away with the wicked. Please, God, don't let me be pulled away at the wicked. And with the workers of iniquity, which speak peace to their neighbors, but mischief mischief is in their hearts. God, keep me pure, keep me holy. Draw me not away with the wicked. And then verse 4, the word give. Give them according to their deeds and according to the wickedness of their endeavors. Give them after the work of their hands. Render to them, I just like to say the word desert. Give them their deserves, what they deserve. Reward them according to what they have done. Reward them according to their deeds, their wicked endeavors. Give them the work of their hands. Now, we have a lot of men that work with their hands. And they work with their hands, and then they get the fruit of that labor with their hands. There's something about sitting in Doc's chair, and he's going, and he's doing stuff, and the work of his hands is hopefully you don't have a cavity when you walk out of there, right? And hopefully you still have a tooth. But there's been times I've left a tooth there. I mean, you know, it just happened. Some of you are carpenters. You know what it is to take raw materials and mold them and make them and make them into something very useful, the work of their hands. And so with the wicked, there's a work of their hands according to their deed and according to the wickedness of their endeavors. Give them after the work of their hands. Render to them what they deserve. Their iniquities, their thought or word or deed. Give them what they deserve. What they've earned, they deserve it. Give it to them. Now, as we think about that, think about this. He's talking about giving the wicked what they deserve. But think about this, Christian friend. What about if we got what we deserve as a Christian? Like our investment in God. And we just get what we invest. In other words, we shouldn't be playing church, sitting on the sideline, going, whoa, I hope I got a little bit of God in me, and It's what we invest. We get what we invest. It's just like tithing. Don't expect the blessings of God if you don't tithe. I don't think God's going to do that. I think God gives those because we tithe of that he gives us, so he can trust us with more to have, more to give, more to invest. And so it is in the Christian life. It's what we deserve because of how we serve God with our life. We ought to just be all in. And that brings us to our fifth point, verse 5. Works, because they regard not the works of the Lord, nor the operation of his hands. He shall destroy them and not build them up. These were vile, wicked men. So we've got several verses here dealing with these vile, wicked men. These vile men who do not regard God in their hearts. Well, they're everywhere around us today, aren't they? I mean, they don't even hide it anymore. The wicked vileness of man. They don't see God in what is happening around them. They don't look for God. They don't acknowledge God. They think it's all about them. The sixth thing we see, verse 6, is blessed be the Lord, because he hath heard the voice of my supplication. So the word is blessed. Blessed be the Lord, because he hath heard the voice of my supplications. We are the ones who get the blessings of God, and we ought to praise him for all the blessings that he gives us, all the blessings that he brings our way. I just watched the Fosters here dealing with Miles. Man, what a blessing. Amen. We went Monday up to Clay Center, and my little grandson, I call him Tank Hudson, he was there. He comes running, Papa, 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 and hugs me, and I'm like, oh, I just love this guy. God, thank you for bringing Tank into my life. And so I'm sitting there holding him, and we're going to eat lunch, and he has to go to the other end of the table for whatever reason I didn't understand. But they're taking my little guy away from me. So I pulled him close. I said, Tank, when this is all over, we'll go to Grandpa's car. I got a present for you. He couldn't get done with that food fast enough. He's like, I'm through eating, Papa. Can we go to the car? I said, we got to wait just a few more minutes, you know. But he had celebrated a birthday, and we had Valentine's Day that we hadn't seen him. And so we loaded him down with candy, and he got his birthday present, and it was great. God is so good to us. We have so much to thank him for. Those little people that we get a hold in our arms, some of us are going to raise them. Well, I'm telling you, you're going to be thankful you have God and his word when you're raising them. And then if you do so successfully, then hopefully one day you get to be a part of the lives of their little ones, and as a grandma and a grandpa. And they say that great-grandkids are great. I hope one day to experience that also. But what a blessing. God has been so good to me, so much better to me than me to him. And I just want to praise him for each and every blessing he brings my way. It's so easy to get distracted, to get away from even the small things in our life, like being able to get out of bed by yourself, to be able to dress yourself. All these are blessings from God and things that we ought to stop and just say, thank you, God, for your blessings to me. The seventh thing is the heart. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in him, and I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoiceth, and with my song will I praise him. So our personal prayer for help. God, my heart is going to trust in you. I'm calling out to you. I have no place else to turn. You are my strength. You are my shield. You are my defender. You are my provider. God, I'm placing all my heart's trust in you. Not in the money that I have in the bank. Not in weapons that I might own. Not in knowledge that I might have. God, my heart is trusting in you. And then I like what he said after that comma there, and I am helped. I am helped. You ever had those nights where it seems like your back's against the wall? There seems like there'd be no hope at all in sight. And yet, you get a little bit down the road and you look back and you go, man, God sure has been good to me. He helped me through that issue. Maybe a friend came alongside to encourage you, or the Word of God, you studied it that night. It was a real blessing to you. Maybe it's just the Holy Spirit in your presence that night as you were going through that. Maybe you had friends that were praying for you. What a blessing it is to have a heart that trusts in Him and then to recognize when we are helped by God. He said, therefore my heart greatly rejoiceth, and my song will I praise Him. God, I'll praise you for what you've done for me. Finally, in verse number, next to last finally, is strength. Verse 8, the Lord is their strength, and He is the saving strength of His anointed. These final two verses, they work off of each other. The Lord is our strength. He's our saving strength. He is our help in time of need. He is that strength that we need when all the hurts pile up against us. He's the one to turn to. He's the one who is there. When everyone else is gone, He is there. Verse 9 says, save thy people. Save thy people and bless thine inheritance. Feed them also and lift them up forever. So what have we just witnessed? Well, we witnessed, David said, when I'm in need, I'm going to cry out to God, the Lord. He is my help. I'm going to have a holy oracle towards the Holy of Holies, which we can bypass today because we can come boldly unto the throne of grace. The wicked God, they're going to go their way and depart. Please don't let me go with them. Hold me back. Keep me back. I don't want to go with them, God. My heart is trusting in you. Because, God, I know at the end of the day, you are my help. You are my strength. You are my saving strength. You will save your people in the midst of great difficulty. I wish life wasn't hard. I wish we didn't have to go through hurts. But it's through the hurts that we grow the closest, where we learn those things like patience, and those things like God never fails. Those things like I can trust Him with whatever comes my way. He loves me. This is a phrase that I've carried with me for 15 years. I listened to a message one time and it became very dear to my heart. And this was the phrase, He loves me too much to hurt me. God loves you too much to intentionally just hurt you. With that said, He loves you too much to just leave you to yourself. His desire is to make you more like Him. And that should be all of our desire. God, help me to be more like you. Help me to be more like you so I can help others see that you can help them through these difficulties, through these hard times, that they might learn to trust you in the midst of all their struggles, that they can trust you. Lord Jesus, I love you tonight. I thank you for your great love to us. I thank you for Psalms 28 and what David has here. And I would pray that here over this next week or so that these fine folks would just find time to read through this portion of Scripture once a day and just kind of commiserate on it, to think on it, to kind of chew it, to allow it to be part of their life. And a help in their time of need. Thank you for your many blessings. I love you, Lord Jesus. I ask these things in your blessed and most holy name. Amen. We're going to have Brother James come. There's new prayer sheets if you haven't got one and you need one. Guys will be here to hand those out in just a minute.